I think Mr. Hooper's amendment was actually much more solid. What it was about was putting in the right place, which is the Public Sector Pensions Authority and the Office of Human Resources, a detailed development of data, planning for a transition and coming back for Tim Wood. I agreed to come back every October with a statement on the reform. And in some senses, Mr. Shimmons and before that, Mr. Peake's comments in the media have been a bit unhelpful. We've done great things with public servants. They're trusting us to deliver along a pathway, a massive amount of reform to deal with historic legacy issues as well. And to some extent, the last couple of weeks have been a bit destabilising because of all the media attention on Mr. Shimmons's amendment and Mr. Peake's amendment, which never actually got moved today. And I regret that, and I do really want to work hard with Manx Radio, with the newspapers and with all the other media outlets to begin the process of getting the general public to fully understand where we are and what we've achieved and what we still need to do, and also to work with internal communication to make sure that up at the hospital, in every school, in every part of the massive set of entities that we have who are affected by the future public sector pensions and also in the private sector, that they understand where we are and what we've still got to do.
Unhelpful to you, but was it not helpful, as some MHKs remarked today, in terms of giving that extra level of scrutiny, which gave a more comprehensive debate today?
Well, I won't be persuaded of that. I mean, some people said that, but they voted the other way. I think that's just because we're a court that likes to work together and support each other. And in actual fact, what Mr. Shimmons was proposing ultimately was worsening the cash flow for 40 years. And what he was proposing was doubling the liability. He was talking about doing that on the hoof with an amendment, which, you know, he talked about very eloquently, but the figures weren't presented there. Officers tell me that that's been worked up. And I know that's been worked up because I've seen the documents quite a few times. We had, as a few others said, we did have the chance in the workshops to actually bring up and fully consider those things. And as you saw today, the consensus was that we don't want to borrow, we don't want to kick down the road to the can, we actually want to deal with things, and that's what we've done today. Public sector pension reform has happened, it's going to happen in the future, it's going to need to happen in the future. Public servants are up for it. We've got lots of unfairness because there is a difference between the private sector and the public sector. We've got to now make things better in the private sector. There is a difference between poorer people and richer people. There is a difference between people of different generations. I mentioned in my summing up that we've got to make sure that carers and disabled people don't get left behind because they're relying on the state much more. All sorts of issues to tackle. But what we want now is clarity of understanding, and I apologise to everybody if that wasn't helped by some of the suggestions made in the last 2 weeks. And as a vice chair of the Public Sector Pensions Authority and as the chair of the Public Services Commission, I'm on a mission now to make sure that we have better understanding in coming months than apparently we've had over recent years.
What are the main things people should be taking away from today? We've heard words sustainability, fairness, you just mentioned borrowing, weighty topics. What should people be taking away?
The crucial thing for the sustainability of the scheme in the future is that we have 3 yearly actuarial valuations, which will tell us whether we're on target to keep within the cost envelope of 15% contributions from the employer, 7.5% minimum contributions from the employee. That's the next step. We've got to make sure we now review that and introduce the regulations and apply them. The second thing they should take away is the legacy funding gap exists. It's massive. It's going to be made harder to manage from 2022 onwards because we won't have general revenue in the public sector pensions reserve to help us. We'll have to be relying on the medium-term financial plan and what comes after it. And that was a very important reconciliation today. I complimented Treasury, all members of Treasury, on their medium-term financial plan. I believe in it. They believe in it. We've made great progress on actually addressing the costs and the efficiencies of delivering public service. And I do think now the public should understand that as well, that we can afford to deliver public sector pensions reform and all of the other public service changes we've got to make.